Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, Joel Haggard, reports from Taiwan, where demand for U.S. beef continues to soar.
Last year, Taiwan was the sixth largest market for U.S. beef in value terms, with over 400 million in shipments there. And it's quite a performance for an area with just 23 million or so in population. What's interesting, though, is that the average price per pound of product shipped to Taiwan is higher than all other markets except the Netherlands, which, as we all know, must pay a high price for the non-hormone treated beef that we send there. But on the ground here in Taiwan, it's easy to see consumers and the restaurants and retail stores that service that consumer base have developed a clear preference for chilled U.S. beef. The U.S. enjoys over 70% market share for chilled beef, and that's much higher than in any other Asian market by quite a margin. Steakhouses tout their wet-aged U.S. steaks. Retail giants like Costco and PX Mart all highlight at the meat case their chilled U.S. beef supplies. Even traditional night food markets use chilled U.S. beef.
Haggard says the prospects for further beef export growth to Taiwan look excellent.
Taiwan looks promising for future gains for U.S. beef exports. The island is almost entirely dependent on imports for its beef supplies. And the new generation of millennials love to eat beef, either as steaks or in Korean barbecue houses, hot pot restaurants, even as burgers when they dine out, and they dine out often. When MEF established its office in Taiwan in 1989, almost 30 years ago now, surveys showed that a quarter of the population or more didn't eat beef at all. So record total beef imports for the last 3 years straight are evidence of increasing overall beef consumption. We've been looking at numbers during quarter one of this year, and they suggest that we're in for another record beef import year in 2018.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.